You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 20, the farm and farmer to table episode of DeRusha Eats. I'm Jason DeRusha, food critic for Minnesota Monthly Magazine and your audio guide in Minneapolis to the food scene across Minnesota and the upper Midwest. You cannot talk about food and restaurants without talking about the farm. There was a phase in the early 2000s when farm to table was really a very hot topic. And so much of that movement has just become part of the ethos, part of the expectation of any quality restaurant. We expect you to source from local farmers. We expect you to put names of farms on your menu or in your website. But I don't think there's anything quite like Wiseacre Eatery, Tangletown Gardens, and the Tangletown Farm that Scott Endress and Dean Engelman operate. These guys, for about a decade, have had their own farm. And originally, they were just sourcing, you know, they were growing stuff for their garden center. But they created this almost closed loop. 90% or so of their produce and proteins come from their own farm. Scott and Dean will share their story. And another family farm story, this from greater Minnesota, couple of millennials who grew up in and around farms, but never thought they would have their own. Erica and Brandon Getty have their own farm, and they decided to sell directly to consumers. So sort of a different model for them as well. Some of their protein is in local restaurants as well. So we're talking farm. DeRusha Eats on the farm here on episode 20. Glad to have you listening, and so glad to have Dean Engelman and Scott
Endress.
See, now I got it in my head, and I almost I like to make your last name more exciting than it is. And
it's today's an exciting name the way it is.
Jason. Scott Endress.
Endress.
Endress. Why is it with an A?
Well, why isn't it with an E?
I don't know. I don't know. Who's to tell? It's an exciting day for Scott. As Dean told me, it's Scott's birthday today.
I know. It's my birthday. It means for celebration across the board.
And we're celebrating with you guys here. Tangletown Gardens, Wiseacre Eatery. To me, it's really one of the most fascinating kind of truly farm-to-table operations in the country. And I did a TV story with you guys years ago and made the assertion that this is the only one I ever heard of. I do think there are some now. There are a couple smaller restaurants on a farm. But your restaurant still is the only operation I know of where you've got your own farm in Plato, Minnesota, that takes care of your garden shop, an awesome, right in the heart of the city garden shop, Tangletown, and your next door restaurant, Wiseacre. Do you know of anywhere else that does it like you?
I can't think of anybody.
Is it because it's a bad idea?
It's we're the only ones crazy enough to do it.
It is pretty crazy. It is pretty crazy. Scott, are you glad that you do it this way?
I am. I am. It actually kind of it kind of goes back to our roots. Both Dean and I grew up on farms. He grew up on the farm that we use now in Plato, Minnesota, and I grew up on a farm in southern Dakota County in Hampton Township. And it's sort of like the way that we grew up, you know, where, you know, we're really connected to the land and we raised a lot of our own food. And I guess we learned a little bit of farm boy work ethic in the process, but it also made us very curious and passionate about things, always wanting to do something else and do something more. And at times, you know, it kind of made us drift away from that. It's like, why do we want to do the same thing we grew up around?
Yeah.
And as we matured, you know, just like me having a birthday every year, as we matured, it kind of made us actually kind of go back to the farm in a way, you know, where it was actually okay, but we did so on our own terms. We met at the University of Minnesota in a horticulture program back there in the day, and we kind of went on to do our own thing, and then eventually decided that it was really important for us as we started our business that the farm needed to be an important part of what we do.
Dean,
for a lot of reasons.
Did you ever imagine that you'd be back on the farm in Plato after?
No, I actually always say that if you would have told me when I was 18, going off to college at the University of Minnesota, that I would someday be back in my father's and grandfather's and grandmother's and mother's farm, that I would be back there with cows in the same pasture that my grandfather had cows in, I would have said, you're out of your ever-loving mind, because that was not at all in the cards or a part of the plan.
Your farm is about 140 acres in Plato. You've got, well, tell us everything that you're, because you're growing a lot out there, but you are also raising some animals too, right?
Yeah, it's diversity to the core, where it's about 142 acres, and on that we raise an entire herd of Scottish Highland cattle. We do pasture-raised heritage pork. We raise broiler chickens, 5,000 to 6,000 a year. We have a whole flock of laying hens, and then we have about 50 acres of vegetables. That we produce vegetables for both Wiseacre and for our CSA program. You know, pretty much year-round, we're using our greenhouses to produce food, which is really unheard of. So we'll have a winter CSA, and we have the food at Wiseacre today. Much of it, including the fresh greens, came right from our farm yesterday.
That's Dean Engelman, Scott Endres. They run Tangletown Gardens and Wiseacre Eatery. How much, Scott, of the food at the restaurant is produced from the farm? Because you can't do 100%, can you?
Not quite 100%, because we still like our citrus and olive oil and spices and salt.
You could make olive oil, but it would be preposterous, right?
Right.
Yes.
But I say anywhere from 80 to 90% on any given day, and that's throughout the entire year, including the winter, because we actually kind of preserve the harvest when it's at its peak. So we do the same things that our grandmothers and mothers used to do. We freeze and we pickle and we ferment and we make the best of the season year round. Plus all the things that we can grow in the greenhouses in Plato, which brings the absolute freshest to the table every day of the year.
You mentioned the CSA, and that's Community Supported Agriculture. And people today, I think, have a better understanding as to what that is than maybe when you first started doing it, because there's so many subscription boxes to, you name it, you can get a subscription box to it. But it's really, it's a way that you can support the farm, right, Dean? But you also get this, I don't know, there's something special about the relationship when that box shows up.
Yeah, and that's the big part of it, right? If you say you want to know your farmer, well, it's really hard to do that unless you have a actual relationship with the farm. So, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about a CSA is, you know, we produce it essentially for you. You know us, we know you, and there's just this really great, it's almost like a magical exchange of you supporting somebody you know, and we in turn provide the sustenance that you and your family needs, and it's really a win-win.
And you get, if you buy a full season, you get what, 17, 18 weeks worth of produce?
Yeah. 17, 18 weeks, and it's usually more than what you can ever imagine. So it's also a really great value.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if you're doing it, it goes beyond the dollars and cents, right? We did a CSA for a number of years with Featherstone Farm, which was one of the earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was an emotional reason to do it because I was a news reporter down there covering the flooding when that part of the state really got wiped out by floods. At the same time, we wanted to do a CSA, and I'm like, oh, we should do it down there. So that emotional connection is a big part of it.
Yeah, and if you believe in healthier soil and a healthier planet and a healthier, you know, farming community and a healthier society, it just makes sense because now it's just you trading dollars with somebody that's really close to you, and it all stays right with you. You're going to get better food for a better value.
Scott Endres, Dean Engelman, Tangletown Gardens, Wiseacre Eatery here on DeRussia Eats. Wow. Tangletown is just an amazing kind of nursery and garden center. I've always been drawn to it because I think we have a similar design aesthetic, that there's a very kind of modern but natural look to the arrangements and the kind of stuff that you guys put together.
Exactly. I mean, we've always kind of used Mother Nature as our guide. She's our best designer. And, you know, the world of plants and the world of ornamental plants is just amazing to us. And that's kind of maybe our first love, the first thing that we started. And we kind of bring that sense.
How long has Tangletown been around?
Almost 21 years.
Yeah. And Wiseacre has been a decade or so?
11
years, yeah. Have you been surprised when you look at plants, for example, how trendy, I don't know if is the right word, but it's sort of amazing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, trends come and go. And for us, it's really exciting to see this kind of new generation of plant enthusiasts and also garden enthusiasts, food enthusiasts.
It's cool to, like, be a plant mom or a plant
no
dad.
No kidding, right? It's like, it's the nerdiest kind of avocation to get into.
It's pretty nerdy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's awesome to have young customers come into our store and almost being as knowledgeable as we are and wanting cool. exactly what they want, you know, and we give it to them.
That's Dean Scott in, they've got Tangletown Gardens and Wiseacre Eatery. I want to ask what COVID did to Wiseacre, because you guys did go through a number of changes during the process, and you still are a different restaurant today than you were prior to COVID, right?
You know, we honestly can say that COVID was good for us.
It was. How so?
We were fortunate in many regards as we had areas and options to pivot. So our farm was already fully stocked with produce. We had freezers full of meat. The difference was, instead of us producing things, selling it to ourselves at our restaurant, hiring chefs and cooks to prepare it, and then servers to serve it, and customers coming to our dining room to consume it, we just short-circuited the entire system, and we sold the same things that we were producing at our farm directly to the end consumer, which out of COVID was born what is now our Farm Direct program. And that will live on forever, because we found that people wanted it, people loved it, where it's essentially a CSA with choice. You can go online every week and just order everything you want directly from our farm. We pack it, we harvest it, we pack it, and you pick it up every Tuesday or Thursday. So I say we were lucky in the sense that we know how fortunate we were to have that option to pivot, because most restaurants didn't have that. And we saw lots of our friends and colleagues disappear as a result.
We're going to talk more about the Farm Direct program and how Wiseacre changed, and also look ahead as to what kind of the future may hold for this really unique, truly farm-to-table enterprise, where you pull it from the ground one day and it's on your plate the next. At Wiseacre Eatery, Tangletown, both in South Minneapolis, right next to each other, at about 53rd and Nicollet. So 5353 Nicolet Avenue South is where the garden center is. We'll continue on to Russia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board, who's very happy to hear about your heritage hogs over there and out on the farm in Plato, and by Liquor Boy, as we continue here on Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. Our guests are the owners of Tangletown Gardens and Wiseacre Eatery. They also own a 142-acre farm in Plato, Minnesota. So the farm supplies the restaurant. The farm supplies the garden center. It's this great little circuit that has been a fascinating experiment. And COVID really forced you guys to change your model, not only with the Farm Direct program that we were just talking about, but also in eliminating dinner service. We have people from around the country who listen to this on podcast and maybe have been considering, are we a legit restaurant if we don't have dinner? Does it make sense financially to not have dinner? How did you talk through that? How did you make that decision?
Well, the quality of the food has never been a factor. I mean, when we do breakfast, when we do lunch, when we do a weekend brunch, the same quality of food goes into every single plate that we serve, as it did when we did dinner service too. But for us, it was kind of focusing on what we felt we did best, focusing on what the neighborhood was really responding to the most, and also giving our staff enough breathing room to be able to do that in the best possible way. And that meant actually eliminating one thing out of the mix. But it also opened the door for us to say yes to private events, to special dinners, to special chef dinners, which our team gets so excited about because they have the time and energy to put into it. And we feel it's just been a total win-win situation, and also time and effort to be able to focus on our market and our deli and other attributes of our business.
That's Scott Endres, Dean Engelman. They are the owners of Tangletown Gardens and Wiseacre Eatery. Dean, do you miss it at all, having dinner at Wiseacre?
You know, I miss consuming it, but in terms of looking at the financials at the end of the month, I don't miss it at all. It simplified the management of the restaurant greatly, but I think what it is more than anything is if you think about people going to culinary school today, they're probably not sitting back thinking like, oh my God, I am going to make the best omelet, or I'm going to make the best quiche or breakfast, right, or a lunch sandwich. Dinner is where the sexy culinary creation.
Brunch has a reputation of being kind of a crappy execution that's just like stuffing some money in.
And it doesn't need to be. If you start with the very best ingredients and put just as much love into it as you would any dinner entree, it can be just as good and just as satisfying, and in some cases even better.
And people love it. It's just, it's like the critics. It's my people that are like more dinner focused, I think. But regular people, not weirdos like me, I think love breakfast. I honestly am surprised that there aren't more restaurants that only do kind of a breakfast lunch situation.
It's hard to get Michelin stars when you just do breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. But from a staffing perspective, I mean, the reality is if you are going to be open for breakfast and lunch and dinner, you need double the staff at least, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a bit of a burnout factor at play as well.
Well, and that's, I was just going to say that if you start looking at the burnout factor that exists in that industry in itself, yeah. Well, to have a chef, an executive chef, whether there's sous chefs involved and chef de cuisines or not, boy, you put three services on their plate to manage and maintain, and it just gets harder and harder and harder to do that much work and not burn out.
I'm going to ask you guys your favorite restaurants that are not your own to go to. So I'll give you a second to think about it. And while you think about that, I'll encourage people to go to wiseacreeatery.com, and you can click on CSA. You can click on Farm Direct. And the Farm Direct program, I have to say, like with a minimum order of $25, the fact that you can order eggs from the farm, produce from the farm, steaks, chops, whatever, poultry, it's pretty awesome. Like, it is really a very cool situation. And people pick that up, twice a week? They can come down and pick it up at Wiseacre?
Yep, every Tuesday and Wednesday, or every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, we have pickup.
It's pretty cool. All right, so check that out. And now I've given you guys a second. Why don't we start with Dean Engelman. your favorite restaurants to go to that are not your own?
Well, number one would have to be what Gavin does at Spoon and Stable. We're going there after this to celebrate Scott's birthday, as a matter of fact.
Spoon and Stable is it seems like a boring answer because it's, I think, sort of universally thought of as one of the best restaurants in the Midwest, not just here, but it really is.
Yeah, it's quality and it's consistent. You can't go wrong.
It's beautiful. No room is that cool, I think. And you get great wine, great dessert, great, like the whole thing is really, really solid.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Scott?
My favorite is the Little Hyacinth in St. Paul on Grand Avenue.
Ah.
Wonderful little neighborhood restaurant and chef owned, great staff, great service, an amazing restaurant that the menu stays kind of fluid with the seasons, yet there's always things that are staples as well.
Ricky Giambruno is the chef.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Ricky have like a brother who like is a beer guy, I think?
I think so.
There's another.
Yeah.
They're both in
but super
bad weather.
Yeah, super passion-driven kitchen there and open kitchen. So it's always lively and fun and just a lot of care and love that goes into the plates there.
Good. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, Jason.
I think you may be our first birthday. Normally we'd sing, but Dan is telling me we're out of time.
Oh, darn it.
Scott Endres, happy birthday. Dean Engelman, happy Tuesday. And we're so glad to have you guys on. I really hope people go check it out. It's such a unique operation. And really, if you believe in, as you said, Dean, knowing your farmer and caring about where your food comes from, I mean, right here in Minnesota, one of the most unique restaurants in the country, that the food comes from 45 minutes away from Plato, Minnesota. Really good stuff. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Jason.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
We appreciate their support, and we appreciate Brandon and Erica Getty from Getty Farms, who have come down to the Twin Cities to join us in studio today. It's so nice to see you both.
It's great to be here.
Good to be here.
You guys have a great story. Your farm is near the Albert Lea area, right?
Correct. We are about a half hour west of Albert Lea. We are right off the state line.
You're both young farmers.
Yes, we are in our mid-30s, and we consider ourselves first-generation farmers. I have a dairy background from up in west central Minnesota, and Brandon has a grain background, but we've started the direct marketing side.
But Brandon, your background is sales, right, in grain? You've been a sales guy?
Yes, I'm a salesman at a co-op in the local area.
What kind of grain?
Just corn and soybeans.
Corn and soybeans, yep. Yeah. And Erica, your background in dairy is what?
So, born and raised on a dairy farm.
Because I have a dairy background, too, but it's mostly consuming. I don't know.
I
get to claim that if I become a farmer?
Sure.
You know, I have
sure.
a rather extensive dairy background.
So, born and raised on a dairy farm, but did cool. not return back there. I actually worked for the USDA for about 10 years before we really started focusing on our farm and business.
So, you guys have a farm in near Bryceland?
Yep.
And tell me, when did you start the farm? And your approach is a little bit different than a lot of farms.
It is. So we actually started out in South Dakota, just south of Sioux Falls, back in 2013 is when we kind of started the farm and started it from scratch out there. And did some direct marketing. We had some lambs that we put in the freezer and we sold them on Facebook in about 36 hours as individual cuts and went, huh. Hmm. We maybe have something going here.
Are you seeing more farmers doing direct to consumer marketing, or do you feel like you're still part of a rather small?
It's.
I mean, farmers have always sold to their neighbors and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Right? So there are more producers who are starting to sell as individual cuts, but I think the bulk are still selling as quarters, halves, and wholes to people.
Right. Yeah, I've shared a half cow before a quarter cow. It's a lot of beef. I mean, for a regular family, you're like, whoa. And it's a lot of ground beef you end up getting.
Absolutely. And that's where we've kind of shifted our focus onto the retail side is that we have more of the grocery store mentality that you can do your meal planning for the week and you can come and you can buy the 3 pounds of ground beef, the 2 ribeyes, the 4 packages of lamb loin chops that you want. Just get what you need for the week or two and go from there.
Brandon and Erica Getty. It's spelled G-O-E-T-T-E.
Yes.
If people are looking for your website, because they can buy direct from you. And you sell to restaurants in 5 different states, is that right?
Yep. Kind of depending upon the time of year, we have up to 15 restaurants that we will service in 5 different states. Some of the local ones to the Twin Cities are Bashio out in Minnetonka and Manger's Restaurant and Wine Bar over in Bayport.
Oh, nice. I love both of those restaurants are awesome, too.
Yep. So any of the lamb that you get on either of those menus come from us.
So you're doing lamb and cattle. And Brandon, like, what's harder, selling seed or raising cattle and lamb?
I guess both would be equally challenging. Depends on the time of the year.
Right.
I try to stay out of the sales side and let her handle that. I tell everyone I feed them and I drive truck. She sells them.
So, how did you two meet?
Because
you grew up in different parts of the state.
So we both are University of Wisconsin River Falls alumni. A mutual friend introduced us at the tractor pull during their town festival days.
I mean...
And it took off from there.
Tell you what, that tractor pull, just love is in the air.
It'll
get you every time. It'll get you every time. I love this. A couple of farmers in their mid-30s, Brandon and Erica Getty, are our guests on DeRussia Eats. Erica, what are some of the challenges of life on the farm? I think many, I mean, you guys are millennials, right?
I think that's what
is that
we qualify
right?
as.
Do you think of yourselves as millennial? I mean, being a millennial farmer, it's. I think people are surprised when you meet someone in your 30s who's a farmer.
They are, and they're even more surprised when they realize that I'm the one that runs the bulk of the business. We have 3 small children, and so we are trying to balance farm and a business and family and making sure that we don't drop any of the balls. And the most important one not to drop is the family with the kids.
How old are the kids?
5, 3, 2.
Whoa.
So it is mass chaos all of the time.
Yes. The kids must love being around all the livestock.
They though, do. Right? They do. So we always end up with a few bottle lambs and a few bottle calves every year. And they're always, is it time to go feed the babies yet? No, not yet. We just fed them.
We have pens 50 feet from our kitchen window. And the kids will stand there for hours and look out the window. And they know what's going on. They tell us very bluntly if something is out.
Oh, I bet. I bet they do. That's really fun. Lambs. What is the market out there for lamb in Minnesota?
It is growing. It is becoming a much more popular protein. People are more willing to try it, especially some of the younger groups, as they are wanting something a little bit different than their normal beef and pork and chicken that they can get anywhere and everywhere. COVID really pushed people out of their comfort zones into wanting to try different proteins. And there's all sorts of YouTube tutorials out there of different chefs and whatnot showing how to cook different things.
How to cook
things.
It. Because that would be the thing I think most people would wonder. Like, what do I do with it?
Absolutely. That is probably the most common question that we get. We've had lamb before on a cruise or at a restaurant, but we want to try it at home. But how in the world do I cook this?
And what do you tell them?
That's where we come up with we host meet and greet parties where we go to your house and I bring my grills because my second passion is cooking. If I didn't farm, I'd have a restaurant. So we bring our grills, we bring all the product raw, and we cook it for you and your friends. If you want to come out and watch how I do it, I'll show you how easy it is to do it. What seasonings we use, the simpleness of it, everything down. I mean, we're an open book when it comes to them.
And that really, people just need to see it, right? Once they see it, that it's not as hard as you think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. So interesting. Brandon and Erica Getty from Getty Farms are with us. Their website is GOETTEFarms.grazecart.com, right?
Is yep.
Right?
And actually, you don't even have to put the .graze card in.
You just do
.com. GettyFarms.com. It'll take you right to us.
And you do have those recipes on there to teach people. Have you always enjoyed the taste of lamb, or what made you say, you know what, we're going to try to market lamb?
No. Lamb was not my protein of choice by any means. But when we started doing this, Brandon took it upon himself to figure out how he can cook it, so I'll eat it. So it's a lot easier to sell things when you will eat it yourself.
Yeah.
If I could get her to eat it, we could sell it to anybody.
And that I might was, be a little
that
picky.
That was the point of even starting a business with lamb in general. If you can build a business off something that is different, then you can easily add in beef and just expand it even more. So building the base around a protein that's not easily consumed, generally right. consumed, right. is where we wanted to start.
Brandon and Erica Getty from Getty Farms are with us. Brandon, do you like farming? Did you think that you would end up on a farm?
I had always dreamed to end up on the farm. In fact, we live on the farm that my grandpa grew up farming and that I learned my passion for agriculture from. Didn't think I'd ever have an opportunity to get to it, and here we are. So,
what's it mean to both of you to be able to kind of carry on that legacy, but also, like, I think of farming as such an important part to what makes Minnesota Minnesota, and for you to be a part of that, it has to be incredible.
It really is. Being able to connect people back to agriculture that maybe don't have those direct ties anymore is just huge. Being able to share what we're doing on the farm, like we said, we're really transparent about the how and why and what we're doing on the farm. It's huge. And then sharing our passion for agriculture with our kids and watching that love for agriculture grow within them is just huge.
All right. I want to talk to you guys about the hardest thing about running a farm, about what you think needs to be done to get more young people interested in being involved in the farm. So we'll ask you about that. And then maybe some of your favorite restaurants. So as you've been selling, like I'm sure you have to go taste as well when you go out to eat, right?
Absolutely. Got to do some
market research.
Yes, market research.
Yes, very good. We've got the Gettys with us, Brandon and Erica. They are in their 30s, and they are cattle and lamb farmers in Minnesota. 419, DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy, continues in minutes on CCO. DeRussia Eats, 424 on this Tuesday, Twins Ticket Tuesday. We are going to give away tickets to Twins White Sox April 11th. It's Dollar Dog Night, so we love that for you. So third caller when you hear Win Twins and the sound effect at 651-461-9226. DeRussia Eats brought to you by Liquor Boy and the Minnesota Pork Board. We're so glad to have a couple of farmers with us in studio, Brandon and Erica Getty. And Erica, I wondered why she selected today to come and join me, because I gave you probably eight different dates you could choose from.
Oh, there, yeah, it was quite the list of options. And there was some critical thinking that went into picking today. Mm-hmm. And part of that is that we make direct-to-door deliveries, and one of our delivery dates for the Twin Cities area is tomorrow, Wednesday, April 5th.
All right. So if you order tonight, if people go to Getty, G-O-E-T-T-E, farms.com, you can order tonight.
Yep, and you can. I will deliver it right to your home or your office, whatever address you put in there, and you can have it ahead of Easter. So if you're looking for a ham, we have pork products, too. If you're looking for a ham, you want a rack of lamb.
Do you partner with another farm to get the pork
products? We do. We have a local, a neighbor about 5 miles or so from us that raises the hogs. So the ones we have right now are Berkshire hogs that we have.
Yeah, cool. All right, so that's good. So go make that order, and you do the deliveries.
Yep. So we're Brandon and I run the operation, but we do all of the pieces and parts.
Texters are asking, what do you feed the animals?
So our livestock are raised on a corn-based ration. The cattle have a big 12-acre yard that they can go out and, you know, graze and get lots of exercise, but that's not their main source of feed. So they're being fed a TMR, which is a total mixed ration of ground hay. Then that kind of depends upon the time of year, which type of hay they're getting, what their nutritional needs are, along with rolled corn, sweet corn silage, and then depending upon the time of year, they'll get a modified distiller's grain as well.
Nice.
We focus hard on keeping all of our feed sources coming within 50 miles of our farm, which is part of our local connection to our local farmers.
Brandon, how many head of beef or how many head of lambs do you guys do in a year?
This year, we're going to do about 100 head of beef and about 250 lambs.
Wow. Is what we'll process this year.
What we'll process. So it's been growing, right?
Absolutely. Almost exponentially.
We are working in very close to having everything from birth to finish on our farm, that once you buy a product, it was born on our operation.
Friend of the show, Blois Olson, texted in. Big fan of the lamb linguine at Baccio.
Well, fantastic.
And that's your lamb.
Yes, it is.
Very cool.
And we are working on hopefully having some new fun lamb items on the Baccio menu as well. They're doing some product research right now.
They have a great new chef over there, Baccio, who's been a chef for D'Amico forever in town.
Yes, so. I met him, and he is a fantastic, fantastic chef. Yes.
Nice. 427 here on DeRussia Eats, Getty Farms. Our guest, Erica and Brandon. Being younger, what's the hardest thing, and maybe being younger has nothing to do with it. What is, for each of you, what is the hardest thing about farming, Erica?
The capital cost to get started.
You stole mine.
It's the same answer. Buying the land, buying the equipment? What are we talking about?
All of the above. Since we are considered ourselves first generation, we really didn't have any equipment. We're not farming with our parents, so we had to start from ground zero. We got to buy all our own equipment. Figure out land costs. We're able to rent land from grandpa, but you know, it still costs money. So, And figuring out all the pieces and parts for that and cash flows can be challenging.
The physical labor is the easy part, which is hard to say that it's the easy part. You can be out there sweating all day. It's the keeping everything going, the office work,
the finances,
the financing side, the capital, worrying about how it's all going to cash flow by switching to a direct marketing. We could just bring everything to the sale barn and drop it and be done. We get our big check and away we go. But by doing it this way, it's changed our whole cash flows to offer a good product, premium product to the state of Minnesota and surrounding areas that we have to accommodate for that. Banks don't understand this type of cash flow.
Interesting. Because if you're a bank that specializes in ag, you're used to somebody processes and then
Well, yeah, you
know. I can protect that live animal against a market shift. Huh. Once it's in my freezer, there is no financial protection for
me. It's over.
I have taken that risk, and so we joke with the bank, well, if you want a steak, we can guarantee that payment. But
yeah, if we go broke, at least we know we're going to eat well.
We're going to eat good for at least a couple years.
Oh, gosh. Getty Farms is the name of it. I want to ask before you go, because I think I can tell that your passion for ag and for farming and for what it means to small towns around the Midwest. Is there something you would do or a message you would share that might encourage other young people who are listening to this to consider a career in agriculture?
It's one of the most rewarding and hardest careers that you'll get into, regardless of which aspect of agriculture you want to be in, whether it's sales or production livestock. But it is one of the most rewarding as well. So just to take that chance and, you know, give it a try. There's lots of lessons that can be learned in agriculture, that is for sure.
Biggest thing I tell people, especially at a young age, take the leap. Take the chance. You got the rest of your life to fix it. If it doesn't work out, you know, follow your dreams, see where they lead.
So great to meet you both. So glad for your success. And I hope people go order up for Easter or just as we get close to the summer. Think about grilling season, all of that. Getty Farms, G-O-E-T-T-E, farms.com. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Favorite restaurants, quickly.
I'm a big fan of Cafe Mir down in Fertile, Iowa. They utilize our product on their menu. It is a super quaint little place and really unique.
Nice. Awesome.
I'd have to say Majors. That's dealing with some with him, with Mike, and what he's done with our lamb from the start has been awesome.
He's so good.
He is.
That's a great place. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars, and leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AUDACY.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.